Hello and welcome to the Say Each Word podcast. I'm your host, Diego Barrios, and on this podcast, we will talk about the incredible stories of extraordinary people. Today is the first episode on our podcast, and we're starting off with a very special guest. Today, my grandmother will talk about the amazing life she has led so far and cover all the struggles in her life up until this point. And so, she will share some of the high and low lights of her life. One of my first conversations with my grandma was about her parents and life growing up in World War II Latin America. She detailed to me who her parents were and what they did to help her through her early years. She also details what the country of Venezuela was like before all of the corruption of the country in the modern day. So, Guido, can you please tell me what your parents were like whenever you were younger and still growing up?
My dad was a very nice person, very responsible man, worked very hard to be able to cover all our needs. My mom was a very lovely and nice person. She dedicated her life to raise her four kids. I got polio at the age of 3 years old. I could not be able to walk for a year. I got a surgery when I turned 6 years old. After the surgery, I got a therapist for a long, long time. And a few months after I started all those therapy, I started to walk again. I only have one surgery since I got the polio. As a grandmother, the best that I got is the love and care of my 5 grandchildren. As a mother, my satisfaction is to be able to raise these 2 wonderful ladies I have as daughters. What I loved the most when I was young, well, I loved to dance. Used to be able to do it very well when I was young, of course. Well, I will say to have God in first place, no matter what, and no matter what happens in your life or all circumstances of your life. I miss you both, Nene and Diego. I miss you very much, more than you can imagine.
Can you also tell me a little bit about how Venezuela was whenever you were younger and like, I don't know, just if it was like different than it is today?
At that time, Venezuela was a beautiful, well, still beautiful country. And all the time I was, and it was a very secure country. It was a very rich country in South America, the most rich country in South America, because this is a petroleum country and you can imagine how well it was.
Next, my grandma covers her journey with polio. She tells me what it was like growing up from such a young age with an illness that has affected her to this very day. Throughout her journey, she has had to lose several different toes and was actually the very first person in Venezuela to be operated on with polio and done successfully. Here's what she has to say.
Uh, I got polio at the age of 3 years old. I could not be able to walk for a year. I got a surgery when I turned 6 years old. After the surgery, I got a therapist for a long, long time. And a few months after I started all those therapy, I started to walk again. I only have one surgery since I got the polio.
As we all know, becoming a grandparent is a great achievement in life. Having the privilege to see your children's children is a gift from God that cannot be understated. And so, I wanted to ask her what the best part about being a grandmother is for her. For her, she's always been very sentimental, and she enjoys just spending quality time with me and my brother. This is what she specifically told me.
As a grandmother, the best that I got is the love and care of my 5 grandchildren. As a mother, my satisfaction is to be able to raise these 2 wonderful ladies I have as daughters.
And so, there it is. My grandmother's amazing life and journey to become the woman she is today. I really hope that she inspires others to overcome their personal battles like she does each and every day with her polio. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Say You Swear podcast, and I hope to see you soon. This is your host, Diego Barrios, signing off for this one. And don't forget to tune in next time. I swear, it's gonna be good.